Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. As we finish up the week, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is... there are a lot of things, but what they are is this one monstrous place with 50 million rounds of ammunition inside. 42 different calibers available to you. If they have it on their website, that means it's in stock and the price beside it is, well, probably outrageous. Check them out. Outrageously good, by the way. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. You know, looking back at the week and everything, I want to sum up the week for you in this opening just so I send you away riled up. For all of you that don't want me to rile the audience, you can do a chew sample on my fourth point of contact. Yeah. We can look at Baltimore. We're going to kick off with Baltimore. What's happening in Baltimore now is exactly what the people of Baltimore wanted. Now, they've discovered that what they actually got is not what they thought they were going to get. But, you know, whenever you tell the law enforcers to not show up, we don't want you here, and they stop coming, somebody's coming. Somebody will fill that vacuum. Whenever you have a mayor who's going to pander to the lowest common denominator, and call that what you will. If you want to label me a racist for calling that the lowest common denominator, I didn't use a thug word. But if you're going to pander to the lowest common denominator and they come in and destroy things, then the people that actually pay for the city are the ones that are being left out in the cold. And, you know, arrests are down, crime is up, and cops are hanging out together. They have truly gone to the donut shop in Baltimore, and this is exactly what they wanted. Now, in the United States at large, okay, I keep seeing one of the things that's out there right now within the media is that gun rights are being rolled backwards. That is not true. That has never been true. Not in this century. Gun rights are rising. They are rising. Now, we've had a couple of setbacks. And this is going to lead to open defiance, if not outright civil war, as time goes on. But the Supreme Court, for all of you that said, I can't wait for it to get to the Supreme Court, well, guess what? Your faith in them has been punished. Because they failed this past week to uphold something that they passed 7 years ago. And a couple of the Supreme Court justices pointed this out. So, everybody that put their faith in that particular body, you've been punished for that. Our president wants to regulate and censor what my friend Such00 does on YouTube when he gets out there and reviews a gun, or what Bob Owens does on the web, or what any of these writers do on the web, or what any of these YouTubers do on the web. He wants to call that exporting technical data. which means that he's going to, the sheer logistics of this is staggering. How is he going to get all of that off the web? Is he going to go to YouTube and demand they pull off every video? Is he going to go to every server in the United States and demand they pull off every article that says gun in it? Because all of those things don't happen for free. This is an unfunded mandate he's calling for here. This is one of these lines in the sand. The free trade thing should be a line in the sand, but the Republicans are apparently, all the ones that are in leadership apparently have been lobotomized in their sleep. So they're going along with it. The Democrats, because the unions don't like it. And the unions, this is the last call on the unions, from the unions to the Democrats. You better do something right. You better get liberal again. Because we're not making as much money as we want to. So they put this call out. And maybe free trade gets, maybe the president doesn't get this. Barack Obama, no president needs this. One of the reasons some of the Republicans would tell you this is that, well, you know, Barack Obama's in his sunset. This the next president that comes up, and the next Congress that comes up, for that matter, there's a whole new set of rules in place. No more filibustering. We don't have to show any of our background records, right, Barack Obama? We don't have to show any of that. So for the next president, that's going to be in place already. Yeah. That's not good. That's not good. The new status quo needs to be stomped out with hobnailed boots. This whole ITAR thing, I don't know how he makes that happen. He would have to go completely despotic to make that happen. And if he goes despotic, okay. There's my line in the sand. That's my line in the sand. What we have here today, going back to the criticism I got the other day for riling up the audience, what we have here today is a lack of being riled. This is the result of having a lack of being riled. We were told that if we only had the Republicans in charge of the Senate and the House, things would be so much better. No, that's not the case. We were told that this would change this, and black is white and up is down. No, that's not the case. Some of you out there that are gun owners, you're going to have to really make a serious choice coming up soon. And it's not about who you vote for or if you vote, okay? That part, I get that. I understand that some of you are just so hooked up on this principle thing that you're not interested in success. I get that. And don't get me wrong, principle is very important. But one of the things that I'm willing to do is to win at all costs, no matter what it takes. No matter what blood gets spilt, no matter what I have to do to get there, I don't care. I want to win. I want to win for the Constitution. I want this to be a republic. So that means there is no fair fighting for me. Some of you, well, you know, that's a big thing. So you're going to have to decide at that point whether you're going to plate up and arm up and go, or just sit there and suffer through another 4 years or another 2 years or whatever. Because every time we suffer, every time we slide a little bit more, this glacial creep just extends further in. And at some point, we're going to have to arrest that. And it may be a violent arrest, or it may be a peaceful arrest. We'll see. But everybody's getting to a point now to where you can no longer simply ignore things. That's not in the cards anymore. There's too many things that have been allowed to happen. We got ISIS on the ground. We got, the global climate change is the biggest threat to our national security, according to this administration, while ISIS is on the ground. So, very soon everybody's going to have to make a choice. I've already figured out my game plan. But sit back and take everything in for the weekend, if you will. Most of the time I tell you to take a break. This time, sit back and take it in. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
To you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is one spot, 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds of ammunition. It's on the website. It's in stock. And they maintain that 50 million rounds because amongst the three of them, amongst Seth, Dan, and Scott, there's 80 years of ammunition purveying experience amongst them. They've got the relationships. Having the relationships is paramount. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Our neighbors to the north, oh, Canada. Some of the families of victims and witnesses to the 1989 Montreal massacre say that Canada's hard-won gun control laws are being whittled away, and they lament that nobody seems ready or even allowed to talk about it. That's because a lot of things are happening in Canada right now that they told the people of Canada gun control would prevent. Advocates of gun control say this week's shooting death of an Edmonton police officer illustrates the chill on discussing gun violence and public policy, even as the conservatives rush through another firearms bill that critics say weakens gun control. In the wake of the Monday shooting, Edmonton Mayor Don Iveson suggested the elimination of the federal long gun registry in 2012 may be a factor in numerous altercations between police and armed assailants. That's stupid, and this was pointed out by Justice Minister Peter McKay, who blasted Iveson's comments as absurd, ill-timed, and in poor taste. And the mayor, not being a really good, experienced gun controller, apologized and retracted that statement. On the same day, Federal Public Safety Minister Stephen Blaney labeled the Edmonton gunman as a right-wing extremist and said that the Harper government's new anti-terrorism bill would prevent such tragedies. Heidi Raytheon, who was a witness to the shooting deaths of 14 women at Montreal's École Polytechnique, said it's in poor taste when we talk about gun control, but it's never in poor taste when we talk about terrorism or the things that are on the government's agenda. She accused conservative politicians in the gun lobby of using intimidation tactics to silence gun control advocates and a complacent media, leaving a complete absence of debate over firearms legislation. First of all, she should be sitting back saying the media is not all in on this. I think that's a hallelujah, but she's not getting that because she believes, and I don't know her motivation, but she believes that gun control actually will do something. What gun control does is it creates a vacuum. If it is followed, if law-abiding people create that vacuum of absence of weapons for self-defense, then the only weapons held then become offensive. That's what it does. Raytheon said that no one seems curious about the three legally owned assault rifles in the possession of Justin Bork, who gunned down three Mounties in Moncton last year, nor has there been much talk about the provenance of the old hunting rifle used in last October's deadly Ottawa attack, which Raytheon noted was enough to paralyze all of Parliament in downtown Ottawa. Well, now we'll get to that in a minute. She was joined by Jim Edward and Suzanne LaPlante Edward, whose daughter Anne-Marie died in the 1989 massacre and who've lobbied for tougher gun laws ever since. 25 years. What am I doing here today, I wonder, said an emotional LaPlante Edward. The conservative government came and they destroyed everything. Everything. The latest police shooting and this passage of a bill they call C-42, dubbed the Common Sense Firearms Licensing Act, spurred this intervention. What this is, what we see happening in Canada right now, is Canada, first of all, I don't know that much about the Canadian people. I know one that I've talked to from time to time, named Mike LeBeau. And Mike LeBeau is not, Mike LeBeau is sort of radical even by American standards. So he's a videographer and a gun guy and a DJ and all kinds of great things. But I've always thought that the Canadian people seem somewhat complacent. They seem sort of, laid back and everything. That's good. That's great, I guess. But now they're looking at things and saying, well, wait a minute, we've got this gun control and still there's shootings and they told us there would be no shootings. That's their problem. That's their problem. Gun control, the whole premise of gun control is based upon a falsehood. You cannot stop violence. Getting out there and trying to stop violence with, say, a gun leaves open the door for all kinds of other violence. And that's what we should be targeting, is all kinds of violence. All violence, not just gun violence. I don't know if it's a little different in Canada than, say, it is in the inner cities of the United States. There is no gun violence in the inner cities. There's gang violence. They may use guns. They beat each other senseless all the time. They beat each other with clubs and all this other stuff, too. So, I mean, but that's gang violence. It's not gun violence. We'll have to see what happens in Canada. I don't have a dog in this fight as far as they're concerned. I just find it interesting that the people that are for gun control just don't understand that there's no such thing as gun control. Gun control is an attempt. It's sort of the way the military tries to create leaders and create leadership. They define leadership as the act of persuading or coercing somebody to do something they would not otherwise do of their own motivation or volition. So here in the United States, what we have is we have this Goebbels-esque media attack, constant 24/7 attack about the gun crime epidemic and it's on the rise and cops are dying left, right, and center and all this other stuff just to vilify gun ownership. And the facts don't bear that out. Now, apparently in Canada, they don't have that because, you know, the media comes from the populace, and apparently I've always thought the populace is rather complacent, to be honest with you. And that's not a bad thing per se. It can be a bad thing if you've got one guy terrorizing an entire city just because he's on one street with one gun, when you could take somebody like me and beam me down into that street, and guess what? Now a lot of things just evened up. Now somebody has shown up with a fighting chance. The playing field has been leveled. So, Canada, good luck with that. I wish you the very best when it comes to that. Because you've been lied to also. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about some of the things that some of the Republicans in the House have got planned for Barack Obama. And this is going to deal with things, a lot of things that he's already trying to propose and have the DOJ and the State Department and the ATF do on his behalf, because they're saying that his swan song, you know, because he's only got like a year left, his swan song is going to be gun control via executive order. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out, too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. Well, okay. Welcome back. Welcome black. Radio is the new black. Okay. I don't know if this is a medication issue or what. None of the stuff I take should be doing this. Anyway, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot, what can I tell you? I see their method, and their method is designed to be the last guy standing. In this last panic buy that we had, they probably were one of the last sources out there that had ammunition available of any kind. And their depth, I can see why they do the depth of selection, because that means before everything is exhausted, it's going to take a long time, and it's going to take a long run. Not to say, I mean, they've had a couple of times, according to Scott Blick, they've had a couple of times where they've been blown away. But I need to check in with him and see if all of their other stuff is going to come online. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Let me explain something to you about Barack Obama and the gun grabbers. If they thought they could do it, they're afraid of one thing. They understand that there's a couple of things that keeps them from just coming right out and saying, Second Amendment is repealed by executive order. All guns are banned. Turn them in. If you don't turn them in, we will be coming to get them. There's a couple of things. Now, if this were Canada, maybe that would be tried, but this is not Canada. They're afraid of what at least would be a very vociferous amount of pushback coming from gun owners in the United States, if not violent. They're afraid of that. Every one of these politicians now, it seems like they get into office and they start worrying about their legacy. Before they've done anything, you got to do something to create a legacy, idiots. Some of the new ones, some of the less well-known ones in the House get this part of it. Breitbart News sat down with Representative Thomas Massie out of Kentucky, the 4th District. And they have put a rider on the Department of Justice Appropriations Bill to block the ATF from banning common rifle ammunition. out of concern that Obama's swan song is gun control by executive order. They added riders to the bill to deny funding and block the DOJ to try to enact backdoor gun controls under consideration at the time. And Massey sat down with Breitbart and explained what was going on. One of the things they looked at was the banning of 7N6 ammunition, which is the 5.45 by 39, which would be used in the AK-74. Okay? The problem with that, when that happened, is there's not a lot of people running around running AK-74s. So there was not a lot of... that. There wasn't this chorus of screaming when that was proposed. And so they just went ahead and banned it. But using that same logic, then they moved on from that. See, that was just them sticking their foot in the water. Then they decided they wanted to go wading, and they tried that with the M855 round, the green tip 223 round. And this is their logic. The law says that if a round can be shot in a handgun, then it can be considered armor-piercing for the purposes of the ban. Now, in the case of the 7N6, there was some obscure Polish handgun that at some point had been manufactured that nobody's ever seen. But it could shoot the 5.45 by 39. So, theoretically, here's a handgun, armor-piercing round, retroactively declared as such, even though nobody's ever used it as a handgun round. And that's how they approached the 855 round. Oh, look, some creative gunsmiths have made pistols using an AR-15 receiver, and therefore now this ammunition that heretofore has been okay with us is now considered to be armored piercing. Even though those handguns made from an AR-15 lower are more or less curiosities. They do have their place, but since that whole, if they left the whole SIG tack brace thing alone, they would be absolutely viable weapons as far as I'm concerned. Since they did that, and I can't practice with one anymore, I don't even own one anymore. It's so sad. Because something that short has a spot. It has a spot. Very maneuverable, easy to hide. Read that to mean easy to carry around with you and not alarm people, okay? Can't worry about alarming the sheep. Don't want to spook the sheep. The sheep can hurt you if they stampede. That's something you got to keep in mind there, sheep dogs. But in all honesty, nobody carries one of those things concealed. It's impossible. There's too much. The shape of it is impossible. It's just a little too wide, a little too long, a little too tall. In sum, Massey said the Obama administration's tactic is to ban rifle cartridges that may have been fired in a handgun once. After being fired that one time, the administration says this is handgun ammunition, and they ban it as armor-piercing. Breitbart asked Massey, and this is important. They asked him if his rider to prevent future rifle ammunition bans will, in fact, prevent said bans. He said, yes, as long as the Senate brings the appropriations bill up for a vote on the floor and allows amendments just like the House does. That if the amendment is kept intact, it will be effective from October 1st, 2015 until September 30th, 2016. And the Senate must be urged to act before September 30th, 2015 in order for that to work. Good luck. At that point, I like what they're trying to do. I understand they're doing everything they can. But when they get out there and they're counting on the good nature of Mitch McConnell. Goodness gracious. Sakes alive. What about that? So, everything's going to be fine if the Senate just does what we want them to do. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm going to have to... No, I don't want to go to Washington, D.C. I'm going to have to talk to somebody that goes to Washington, D.C. I'm not one of the ones that wants to go to Washington, D.C. until I can carry a gun. If they ever get to that point, then I'll go to Washington, D.C. But until that point, I'm not going. That's my travel criteria. Can I carry a gun? Nope, ain't going. I'd like to go to England. Because got family in England. Ain't going. Like to go back to Germany. Can't carry a gun. I am not going. I'd actually like to go back to Germany during Christmas time. It's beautiful. But I can't carry a gun. So I'm not going. But what I'd like to find out is I'd like to find out if these guys in the House who, you know, these firebrands like the Gowdies and the Masseys and the Chavits, if they hang out with any senators. And if they sit down and actually have sort of like a little confab and say, listen, we in the House who are actually the holders of the wallet are going to pass this on to you. You guys are supposed to be the deep thinkers. So while you're out there deep thinking, could you maybe deep think and let us know how you're going to work on this bill? So we know how to send something that's going to be successful. I don't know if they do that pre-coordination or not. I would just think that's sort of like a... If this is not something they do, my first question is why? Why, Boehner? You know, Boehner and Ryan, the more I listen to Paul Ryan, you know, everybody was out there. Paul Ryan was a hero, but Paul Ryan got out there the other day about this free trade thing and did a Pelosi. He said, this will be declassified as soon as we find out, as soon as we pass it. Okay, Nancy. Okay, Nancy Ryan. I never trust a guy whose eyes are too big for his head. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin-kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin-kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin-kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited-time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is... they're like the perfect storm. With 42 different calibers, rifle, handgun, of ammunition available to you with... and with your main calibers, your 5.56, your 223s, your 9mm, your 45s, depth of selection that is unbelievable. With prices, there's always something on sale there. There's always something on sale there. And that's what makes it worth... that's what makes it worth going to and checking out from time to time. Even if you're not in the market for ammunition, you may find something that you're like, oh, this is too good to pass up. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Last September, the Obama administration produced an FBI report that said mass shooting attacks and deaths were up sharply by an average annual rate of about 16%. Between 2000 and 2013. And the problem was getting worse. The authors of the study said the findings established an increasing frequency of incidents during the first 7 years included in the study. An average of 6.4 incidents occurred annually. In the last 7 years of the study, the average increased to 16.4 incidents annually. The White House smiled warmly when the media went insane with that one. That study and the quote-unquote findings were featured prominently by the New York Times, USA Today, CNN, the Washington Post, all the major media outlets. The FBI report landed 6 weeks before the midterm elections, and the administration was hoping that the gun control issue would help drive Democratic turnout. You'll notice... you'll notice that we didn't hear anything about a lot of things. Benghazi was suppressed in the last election. Remember that? Lots of things are being electioneered, I guess you would say. It's all about when the next election is happening. Late last week, though, J. Pete Blair and M. Hunter Martindale, two academics at Texas State University who co-authored the FBI report, acknowledged that, in their words, our data is imperfect. They said the news media got it wrong last year when they mistakenly reported mass shootings were on the rise. Now, mind you, they didn't call and make a press release to the major media outlets. They published it in something called the ACJS Today. What, you know, that's all, every time I go to Barnes & Noble, I'm looking for the ACJS Today. That's one of my favorite mags. It's an academic journal published by the Academy of Criminal Justice Sciences. So I guess that means American Criminal Justice Science Today. Because official data did not contain the information we needed, we had to develop our own, wrote Mr. Blair and Martindale. This required choices between various options with various strengths and weaknesses. Do you understand what he just said? Let me say this again. Because official data did not contain the information we needed, we had to develop our own. Subtext, read between the lines, whatever you want to call this, they're saying because facts did not back up the message we were trying to push, we made it look like it was backing up the message we were trying to push. So, and that's just a wordy way of saying we lied and called it a study. John Lott of the Crime Prevention Research Center, who has studied this FBI crime data for 3 decades, told me in an interview that the FBI report, well, he didn't tell me, said in an interview that the FBI report is better understood as a political document than as a work of serious social science. And that's the thing about Lott. Lott considers himself to be a social scientist. He looks at things, it's all about the stats. It's all about the numbers. The crunching of the numbers is the thrill for him. Wherever they end up is fine with him as long as he's correct. As long as he's correct. He doesn't care where the numbers go. And he's been doing this since 1993. He's been looking at this question about guns, crime, that kind of thing. And inevitably, every time he takes a look at it, and he looks at new stuff every year, he looks at it and he says, hey, I was still right back in 1993. He says, as an example, the authors chose the year 2000 as their starting point, even though anyone who has studied those trends knows that 2000 and 2001 were unusually quiet and had few mass shootings. Data going back to the mid-1970s is readily available, but was ignored. How come? Over the past 40 years, there has been no statistically significant increase in mass shootings in the U.S. Another problem with the study is that it used seemingly selective chosen results to bring it about. They somehow missed 20 mass shooting cases. There's one case where 9 people were murdered. You don't just miss that. Also, the omissions helped create an upward trend because they were primarily missed at the beginning of the period. He said that this trend on reporting is disturbing. Mr. Lott has reached out repeatedly to the FBI and to the authors of the study for an explanation after the original report came out. And not in indignation or anything. Like I said, this guy looks at things and he's concerned about things like method and the numbers and the sample size and where do we get the samples from, what year, where'd you start, where'd you end. He's looking at that and he wants to know, hey, looking at what you say you did, how the hell did you come up with the answer you came up with? And all of this coming from the most transparent administration in history, for those of you keeping score. And the White House does not have it. They've moved on. They've been caught once again. This would be a scandal with a Republican in office. This would be a scandal. This would be an impeachable scandal back in the 70s. You know, I look back at Nixon, and I was, you know, as a kid when Nixon, but I look back at it, and yeah, he had somebody break into an office to try to gather some information, and then he did a cover-up to make it look like he didn't know that he ordered the break-in of that. That was the big thing, the cover-up. The cover-up was the big thing, not what he actually did, right? Okay. And he got run out of town on a rail. The Republican leadership walked up to him and said, you've got to quit. You got to resign right now. I mean, you're tearing us apart. I mean, we'll never hold the presidency again. That's what it was all about. We want to hold the presidency again one day. We got to get rid of you now. We're throwing you under the bus. That doesn't matter anymore. This administration has done stuff where they should be taken away in handcuffs. Fast and Furious alone, Eric Holder should be in handcuffs. Certain members of the ATF should be in handcuffs. All of them leaders, by the way, all of them in supervisory positions. And if Obama knew about it, Obama should be impeached and then taken away in handcuffs. There's your legacy, Barack.
Yeah.
This is the new normal. This is what we've allowed to have. This is what's happening today. This what was white in the 70s, what was right in the 70s, what was black in the 70s, whatever you want it to be, when we lived in a world of definites, when we actually lived in a world of fact, all of that is out of the way. That's gone. Don't worry about it no more. We'll tell you what to believe, and you had better believe it. And even if you don't, it don't matter, because we're going to do what we want anyway. Because you are all sheep. There's your message you get from them. There's the legacy message of the Obama administration. We will do what we want, and you will look at us with dead eyes because you are all sheep. That's what they believe. That's what they believe. Any suggestion otherwise, they will simply laugh at it, because nobody is going to prove them wrong. And then when we finally go over the edge and something snaps and we bust a gasket and the nation gets thrown into something it shouldn't be in, all of these guys like the Baracks, they're going to be looking around shocked. I'll be enjoying that day. Coming up next, Mark Pujale and Survival Kits. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cube.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.